from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly, Ike Reese, Elliot Shore Parks, the afternoon show. This is the Guy to Happy Hour. Happy Hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com. A lot of Phillies talk today. We'll have it leading off coming up for you at 5:30, talking about the Eagles roster as well. And we'll get back to that stuff in a few minutes. But first, a top five at five with Buzz Wilson.
All right, so this is the last, I'll call it unofficial week of summer. We got Labor Day weekend coming up. You know, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Not technically when summer is, but the unofficial bookends of summer, if you will. And it's been a memorable summer here at WIV. There's been a lot of things that have happened, a lot of things that we will talk about for years to come, some new traditions perhaps. So I'm going to count down the top five most memorable things we did here as a station this past summer. And just right off the bat, honorable mention, because this does not belong in the sentiment or the tone of this list. Glenn Mack, now we put him in the Hall of Fame. He retired. We will always remember the career of Glenn Mack. Now we had his final show this past summer. And of course, just another legend that Jack Fritz likes to say Rod killed off here at the station. So,
well, first pregame show without him this week.
Yeah.
So for the record, you're not putting Glenn on the top five.
Well, when you hear the top five, you're going to understand that he's ahead of all of these things.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So he's really number one.
He's really number one.
A true honorable mention.
Not just we couldn't squeeze him in.
All right.
At number five, we were talking about it a little bit in the last segment, Tour de Delco. Tour de Delco it might have started a new tradition here that we toured different parts of either the city or the suburbs. And I thought I wanted to play what I believe is the most memorable clip from Tour de Delco. A lot of memorable shows. But it's when Devin Caney went on trial and was asked to name two malls that have existed or ever existed in Delaware County. And she named this.
Name two malls that exist or existed in Delaware County.
King of Prussia?
No. Monco. That's Monco.
That's right.
No.
Just like Radnor. Like Radnor.
Okay.
Monco.
Yeah, we'll give you another chance. All right.
I'm not beating the allegations right now.
No, you're not.
I mean, KOP is not even close.
Yeah, it's far out.
It's really far out.
I was driving around when you guys were doing that, I guess, in audition Dolan's or interrogation, whatever, for Devin. Yeah. That was a rough outing. That was a rough performance for her.
Yeah, it was. It was. And listen, far be it for me to tell anybody what's in Delco, what's not in Delco, but they jumped on that pretty soon, pretty quickly. I could tell her face was like, oh, God, that wasn't right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she was very quickly, what did I get myself into with this one? How did she end up taking it? Does she claim to be from Delco?
I think you guys had some sort of initiation.
She had to read the Delco.
She was the first one. Yeah,
the Delco pledge.
Yes. Okay. Well, she technically, again, she says she's from Delco. I think she lives in Delaware County. Mm. Well, she's from Delaware County. I guess part of it.
Radnor is in Delaware County, but it's not culturally Delco.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
See, there you go.
It's on the main line.
In her defense, they seemed like hard questions. I'm not from Delco.
They weren't for Ben Davis or Rob Ellis.
True Delco.
You don't get any more Delco than Ben Davis and Rob Ellis.
That is true. Yeah.
At number four, I mean, this has truly been the summer of Joe in the Northeast. I think he's called at least 57 times on Cal Stevenson. And we're going to play a little clip. He called into Tom and Al Morgani yesterday morning to discuss.
Happy.
He was not happy talking about Cal Stevenson once again.
He was talking about this Cal Stevenson, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He has 6 years in the minor leagues with two organizations, the Giants and the Oakland A's. who have they produced in the last few years? Maybe you have to go back to Gerald Posey as the catcher for the Giants.
Buster Posey? They've developed prospects since Buster Posey.
Tell me who they had since then.
The kid Ustremski they have on the team right now.
He stinks. He is not going to hit right-handed pitching, I'll tell you right now. And that kid should have been given a chance to play center field.
Oh, come on, Joe. I mean, well, Joe, you're still rooting for the Phillies, right?
No, come on, Joe.
You're going to bail on the team because of Cal Stevenson?
I'm getting ready to listen to the Atlanta Braves because of
Oh, my God.
He has left Phillies fandom because they sent down Cal Stevenson.
That's a disgrace.
That's being committed.
I mean, come on.
It's always awesome to see a caller like have their come up moment. You know, like they become a Chuck from Mount Airy, an OG Wade. Like, yeah, I guess just the summer of Joe.
He's become infamous though.
Yeah.
I was proud of Joe yesterday though, because I've never heard him get fired up like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he sounded like he wanted to punch me in the face yesterday.
By the way, the kid Mike Yastrzemski is 34.
Oh, he is?
Got drafted by the Orioles.
Oh, I thought he was a prospect.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wow, so he
might as well be your age.
That's a bad look for me. Yeah.
At number three, it feels like ages ago because the Phillies season was very different when this happened. The Phillies and WIP went to London this summer. We literally went overseas, and what happened in London was literally the worst Beat the Hammer contestant of all time.
Only two Phillies pitchers ever threw a no-hitter at Veterans Stadium. Name them.
Roy Halladay.
What Hall of Fame pitcher did Mitch Williams get a walk-off hit against at 4:40 a.m. to cap off a famous 1993 doubleheader?
Joe DiBiagio.
It is not Joe DiBiagio. Name one of the three Phillies relievers who combined with Cole Hamels for a no-hitter in 2014.
Go Roy Halladay again.
That is absolutely
Literally the easiest win of the Hammer's career.
Wow.
Took place in London.
So one thing.
Hold on. Naming one of the closers for that combined.
Roy Halladay.
Well, yeah, that was a terrible
was
answer.
This trying to win.
I'm trying to answer the questions myself.
Yeah.
I can't think of another closer.
No, we know it's not Roy Halladay.
Well, yes.
No, yeah. That was a terrible guess. But I wouldn't know the
That's
answer
That's a tough
either.
Question is my yeah. point. Yes.
Yeah, no, it is a tough question.
I believe Papelbon pitched in that game.
Okay. Did Papelbon pitch in that game?
He did.
Okay.
Also, with the Phillies in London, can we stop referencing their record since London? Like, it's not an excuse anymore. It's not an excuse that they went to London, and it shouldn't have ruined the season.
Well, it was also a natural point of, like, I think it was 65
where everything
games
went
at the point,
down.
Though.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but it's a loser mentality excuse. They took a flight 6 hours to the right instead of the left. Like, let's not.
Just because you mentioned the record doesn't mean you're using it as an excuse.
It is it is discussed as an excuse all the time. The record since London.
You're right.
The pitching rotation since London.
But who's saying that London caused this?
But by referencing London, you're admitting it was a turning point of the season, or that it was an impactful. It's not an excuse. I agree.
But no, I mean, I don't think anybody's using
the way it's being phrased to me sounds like an excuse.
I think it might be the way you're taking it.
No, I think that's the way it's I'm taking
no,
it the correct
way. I think it's the way you're down with TK on this.
No, I don't think so. It's like if, people say since the Eagles game got moved from Sunday to Monday. Like, it's saying something happened that impacted the team.
It's had the exact opposite effect on the Mets, by the way.
Yeah. You know
Turning
what?
Now, point in their season,
now I
for
will
sure.
take that take. It's on Major League Baseball. It's not on the Phillies. They did ruin the season by sending them the one.
Yeah, that's how everyone always says it.
Yeah.
Number two on the top five things WIP will be remembered for in the summer of 2024. Elliot, you're here. It's got to be the Jalen training camp record. Raise the banner, 305 passes without an interception. We're going to talk about this for years to come, I think.
Years to come.
I mean, it's a training camp I'll always remember the rest of my life. But
where
what could
you?
Be number one, though?
He's saying that that's not
yeah,
number one.
Yeah, I mean, you're not.
He's offended.
Instead of being happy this is on the list.
The summer of the training camp.
Instead of being happy this is on the list, you're upset it's not number one?
I mean, Jalen had an historic summer. I think, if we're going to call it truly historic, then the stats have to be number one.
All right, well, what's number one? It was an event we did a couple of weeks ago. It was Polygraph Day, and more specifically, the performance that our program director, Rod Lakin, put up.
You asked, Rod, when the Phillies were playing the Arizona Diamondbacks in the NLCS last year, did you want the Diamondbacks to win? What did he answer, and was he being truthful?
He said no, and he showed significant reactions indicative of deception. He answered no, and he was not being truthful. He answered no.
Oh.
And he was deceptive.
Yeah! Oh! There you go, Rod!
Yeah.
There you go.
An 0-for-4 performance.
I got to say, I really do like the way that was described by the polygraph.
Deceptive. They were good, weren't they? Yeah, they were good.
The use of the word deceptive really drives it home.
Yeah.
And not Elliot, just a lie.
Who we couldn't get a conclusive answer on.
I don't know if you know this, but I beat the polygraph.
You did beat the polygraph?
It couldn't get a read on me.
That does not surprise me at all.
Couldn't get a read on me,
Because, Elliot, I believe that you... Not that you convince yourself.
Well, I convince myself into what I think is correct.
You convince yourself into thinking people are making excuses for the Phillies going to
which
London.
Which they are.
When nobody's making excuses.
100% bring up the record since London.
To be clear, the polygraph didn't say you were telling the truth. It just said inconclusive.
That's what I'm saying. It couldn't get a read on me. I was too smart
beating
for the polygraph.
The polygraph would be true.
The point of the polygraph is to figure out if I'm lying or telling the truth. It could not figure it out.
It said you might be lying. It said you might be lying.
I don't know if this makes me trust Elliot. More or less. Either you're just incredibly truthful, which may be true, or you're just an outstanding liar.
He's insane, man. He's diabolical, man.
That's the point. You don't know.
You don't know. That's the point.
Yeah. And the way he even says that.
It read.
Like, yeah, you don't know.
It read Rod like a book. It had no issue reading Rod.
Yeah, man. Not a good look for Rod.
Yeah, it was a lot of deceptive coming out there.
How did you do on polygraph day, Ike?
Well, you might not know this, Tom. Spike, Ike, and Fritz did not take the polygraph.
Oh, they did? Oh,
no. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I was on vacation that week.
It was our idea.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And it was never the idea for us to take the test.
It's a good idea to have.
That's no fun, though. I want to do that.
Yeah. Here's an idea. Let's have everybody else at the station take a polygraph.
Everyone else is accountable. We don't have to take it.
Yeah. The show of accountability. But we're not going to put ourselves on the polygraph? Disgrace.
I was afraid of questions. I didn't want to be on there. I didn't know
the polygraph, way more intense than I expected to.
See?
It was like an hour process. I had like a thing around my arm. Yeah.
Were those guys intimidating? That guy sounded very intimidating.
It felt like I was in an old like cop movie, for sure. He looked the part of like he's probably interrogated some people much tougher than me.
Man, well, if there's a polygraph day part two, I wouldn't be involved. I just want to face a polygraph once more.
Okay. We'll get you on the list for next year.
I'll be on the list.
We got all type of summer hijinks.
Yeah. Would you do a polygraph, Buzz?
Sure, I got nothing to hide.
You know what? I believe that. I don't think Buzz has anything.
What am I going to lie about?
So good top five, Buzz. Nicely done.
Yeah, and good job, Buzz.
Relatively concise.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a good summer for WIP.
Yeah, it was a great summer for WIP.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
And except for Elliot not being voted number one or Elliot Stats.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously that's number one, but it's okay. The polygraph was fun, too.
Yeah, they were both very good. So good job, Buzz. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, let's go back to the phones. Go to Richard in North Philly. What's up, Richard?
Yeah, Nick Sirianni, what's going to be his role? Because I just see him standing on the sidelines, folding his arms, and nobody talking to him.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I think he has the most important role on the team that's not a player. I think that if you look at games in the NFL, how they're won and lost, obviously scheme is a big part of that. But the other part of it is managing the sideline, when to call timeouts, when to, go for two, when to go for it on fourth down. Do you go for the field goal here? Do you, you go for it? Like, those are critical decisions he'll be making. So on game day, his role is going to be managing the game. Kellen Moore's role will be to call the play once Sirianni decides what they're going to do. So he still does have a very important role.
Well, how do you guys feel about no hitting during the whole preseason outside of practice with the team?
I thought training camp has been ran very well this year, Richard. I've been one of the people in the past that's been vocal and critical about the way training camp has been ran. I've referred to it as Camp Cupcake in the past. I can't say that this year. I forget about the live tackling. I'm okay. We don't need to be out there diving on each other and doing all that stuff. But as far as having competitive practices, as far as being out there, for me, enough time to actually get some work in, get a sweat in, I don't know, put a little stress on the bodies and the mind of players and then see how they respond to it. I thought by all reports that the Eagles did a very good job of running training camp this year. I've been very pleased with the way training camp was ran this year. I got to be honest. Elliot, exactly.
They got a lot more work in this year. If you look at the reps the first team offense got, they took almost 100 more reps this year than they did last year. And shout out to Ruben Frank, obviously at NBC Sports. Like, they averaged an extra 25 minutes, I think, this year of practice time. So they definitely were out there way more than they were the year before.
Elliot, let me ask you this, because I got another thing I want to. did they blitz him in camp, and did he find hot receivers for our Jalen Hurts?
Mm-hmm. So they did blitz him quite a bit. There was a few days where it felt like they blitzed him a ton, and I would say it was kind of hit or miss. Obviously, I don't get to rewatch the tape of the play, mm-hmm. so I don't know if there were options there, but I do think the Eagles blitzed Jalen. Like, the Eagles defense did blitz him effectively. They weren't picking the blitz apart left and right, in my opinion.
Richard, what do you have for a reunion you'd like to see?
I would like to see, and that's why I think he signed a two-year deal. I would like to see in 2 years Reese Hoskins back when Schwarber leaves. I think that's why he signed a two-year deal in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I hear you, Richard. Appreciate the call. I'd be okay with Hoskins as a DH. I don't need to see him play first base.
No.
Yeah, and he wouldn't
we got
play
a first baseman
here,
already,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but would you have rather, if you could do it again, would you rather keep Bryce in right field, put Hoskins at first?
No. Hoskins,
okay.
He's a butcher, man. Like, he's terrible first baseman. And we look at that World Series, and
they did almost win the World Series with him at first base.
Yeah, but part of the reason they lost that Game 5 is because he couldn't field a ball
made
to
a mistake.
Him.
Yeah, that's right.
And the other guy did. But, yeah, I just can't take watching Hoskins in the field. As a DH, though, when Schwarber's done, even though I still think Schwarber has got some years left, I'd be open to it.
Yeah, what you're essentially asking is, would you rather have Reese instead of Castellanos?
Yeah, or... Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Yeah, basically, right. Yeah,
that's essentially what you're saying. For me, yes, I'd rather have Reese.
I would too. Yeah,
I wouldn't. But it's more for me about Harper than anything else. Like, I think Harper playing first base will extend his career in a way that playing right field wouldn't. And that's the thing. When you have Bryce Harper locked up for 13 years, and who knows, he might want an extension. You know, you got to keep him healthy. And that's what I think the Phillies' thinking was, too, is this was more about Bryce
and that's fine.
Than a Castellanos over
that's
Hoskins.
Fine. Yeah,
I'm fine
that's
with that.
Fine.
I mean, he has earned the right to play the position he wants to play. Like, if Bryce wants to play first, then
he's
that is what
first.
It is. He's playing first, yeah.
Right.
Well, and to TK's point... We paid him a lot of money.
Yeah.
We don't want him just to play for 8 years. We want to get as much out of him from this contract as we can. And keeping him at first base is the best place for him to be. So I agree with you on that.
Yeah. And something else that Richard brought up that I wanted to talk to you guys about real quick, about the training camp and the physicality. Because one of the things that's been a big topic of conversation really all month has been the preseason. And I don't know, like... I feel like every year it's not very good. This year to me seemed especially difficult
you
to
mean
watch
the preseason
games and
games.
Playing the games.
Yeah. The games. Yes.
So like as far as guys not playing in the games, I don't think the Eagles make the wrong decision at all in that regard. Like they're getting that work in practice. Because I think when people talk about a tough training camp, a lot of it stems from wanting to see guys in preseason games and not being able to see guys there. Do you think at some point we're reaching the point, I guess, where they should just get rid of this altogether? Because this year, man, it was tough. It was really hard watching these games from a fan perspective.
Yeah, well fans got to have realistic expectations when you're watching preseason games. They are now using the preseason games really to get a look at a lot of the young players, to see them out there. You got the joint practices that are going on. They are going to an 18-game schedule within the next few years, so you will be down to just two preseason games. More than likely, each team will get a home preseason game and an away preseason game because it's about the money, and these owners still want the 20-game gates.
Yes.
So they want the 10 home dates at home because they force everybody to buy.
I was like, you got to buy preseason
games.
Tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's not going to go away, but you can get it down to two preseason games. And for me, man, if the Eagles are going to run their training camp practices the way they ran training camp this year, I won't complain at all. I won't complain at all because they're out there longer. And when I hear the players saying, man, this might have been the toughest training camp I've been a part of, or we certainly felt like we had on pads every day, that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear if I'm on the outside as a former player.
I also think one thing people...
And we came out healthy for the most part.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a big part of it. But the other thing that makes football unique, I think, from a preseason perspective than the other sports is obviously the physical nature of the sport. That's part of it. But the other thing is... What you put on tape in the NFL matters so much more than playing preseason. Like, you're not going to watch the Phillies in preseason get any real schematic advantages. You're not going to watch the Sixers play preseason games. And you might pick up a little something.
Phillies in spring training.
But oh, yeah, good point, spring training.
Yeah.
Yeah, but regardless, the Eagles have two new coordinators. Or I'll just go around the league. It just doesn't benefit NFL teams to go practice the plays they're going to run during the regular season to go on on camera for everybody else to watch.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And that's really what it is. So that's why they don't play. That's part of it. They don't want to run plays that they're going to run in the regular season.
Do you still think for the teams, though, it still provides value in seeing some of the back of the roster guys? Or have we even gotten to the point where that's not the case anymore?
I think for the backup guys, it does. Because here's the other thing, and Ellen will tell you. The young players may not get as many reps in practice.
Oh, not even close.
So the games provide them the opportunity to go out and compete. They sort of water down the offense and the defense so you can play fast and you can make plays. So I think it's still valuable for the young players. I certainly do.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if you look in training camp, Jalen took around 500 snaps. I think Tanner McKee, so this is, you know, the third, four-string guys, were maybe around 150, maybe around 180.
The entire camp.
So they just don't get the reps that the starters do, for sure.
Yeah, so I guess in that way, teams still find value from them.
Yeah, they find value, guys. Yep.
Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What up, Ed?
Hey, Elliot, we talked on Friday about the Eagles tight end situation. Mm-hmm. I had a sort of follow-up to that. Two parts. One, more of a point. I really loved how Dylan McMahon progressed over the preseason. He comes off the ball quick. He plays good with good leverage. I think he makes this team. I would have liked to see more of Trevor Keegan, but I just think, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, that the Eagles kind of are pretty well set with him. I mean, or maybe he was hurt.
Yeah, so he was hurt at the end of camp, which is why he didn't play a ton, but he got a lot of really good reps in the first, 2.5-3 weeks of camp.
And one more question, I'll hop off. If there's one position where the Eagles are going to add where a significant player isn't yet on this roster, where do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would say safety, potentially, if they move on from Bradbury. I really think you need backup there. And honestly, even if you keep Bradbury, you need someone that has played the position in the NFL a ton. I mean, even Chauncey has not played safety a ton. The other one is right guard. If Tyler Steen is hurt and he, has not practiced the last week or so, Becton's never played the position. Becton has suffered the injury throughout his career. I do think it's hard to find good offensive line play in general, let alone backup. But I think right guard would be a spot they would look at.
I would go pass rusher.
It's a good one, yeah.
Not going to find one out there.
Right.
But that's where I would go. I'm just not comfortable with our pass rushers this year, man. It's the one area on the defense I just don't have the faith.
And, man, we didn't get into it a ton today, and we'll get into it a lot tomorrow with cutdowns at 4 o'clock. But not a great sign that Nolan Smith is playing as much as he's playing in that third preseason game.
Yep.
And I think an even more discouraging sign for Nolan Smith is he's playing the whole first half of games, and he's not really doing anything right until the third and fourth quarter. He's out there against guys that he's likely not going to be playing against in the regular season, and he doesn't stand out until it really gets the fourth string guys.
Right, and that's not what you want to see. Time for a final read on our Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the 94 WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. 3 games against the Astros, 4 against the Braves this week. How many wins do you need the Phils to get to be satisfied? 55% of the audience says 5. So that is the final read on Twitter poll.
What was second place?
Second place was 4 with 31.
Oh, come on.
6 or 4. More with 10%. And 4% on 3.
Yeah, I would hope 3 would not.
I agree. That's high for 4.
Who even voted for 3?
I don't know. Some trolls?
Yeah.
Andy the Troll?
Yes.
Potentially. But when we get back, we will do the text line and some leading off. Tom Kelly, Elliot Shore Parks, Ike Reese, Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, if you're looking to upgrade your ride, listen up. There's never been a better time than right now during the final days of Acura's Summer of Performance event going on now at Elite Acura. Now, no matter what your plans are for the summer, Elite Acura has just the vehicle you're looking for with a limited time offer to sweeten the deal. And for our WIP listeners, they've got some real special savings you won't want to miss. Now, you can lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month, or the all-new state-of-the-art 2025 Acura MDX with super handling all-wheel drive. Get your 4.9% APR financing. Don't wait. Head in to see my friends at Elite Acura before Their Summer of Performance event ends on September 3rd. Make sure you visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade and tell them Mike sent you, or shop online at EliteAcura.com. Give them a call at 567-908-0528 for more details.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.